It was sometimes a relief to be on the road, away from Princeton and his wife. To readers of Life, Time, and other popular magazines, Robert's family life may have seemed idyllic. Photographs depicted a pipe-smoking father reading a book to his two young children as his pretty wife looked over his shoulder and the family's German Shepherd Buddy lay at his feet. "He is warmly affectionate," wrote a reporter for a cover story on Oppenheimer for Life magazine. "With his wife and children, who are well-fed and very fond of him, and attentively polite to everybody." According to Life, Oppenheimer walked home each evening at 6:30 p.m. to play with the children. Each Sunday, they took Peter and Tony out to hunt for four-leaf clovers. Mrs. Oppenheimer, whose thinking is also direct, keeps her children from cluttering the house with four-leaf clovers by making them eat all they find right on the spot. But those who knew the Oppenheimers well realized that life at Olden Manor was difficult. His family relationship seemed to be so terrible, said his former Los Alamos secretary Priscilla Duffield, who became a Princeton neighbor. And yet you would never have known it from Robert. Oppenheimer's home life was painfully complicated. Robert relied on Kitty for a great deal in his life. She was Robert's greatest confidant and advisor, Verna Hobson said. He told her everything. He leaned on her tremendously. He took his institute work home with him, and she often became involved in his decisions. She loved him very much, and he loved her very much, Hobson insisted. But she and other close friends in Princeton knew Kitty had a relentless intensity that drained anyone near her. What a strange person she was, all that fury and soreness and intelligence and wit. She had a constant state of the hives. She was just tensed up all the time. Hobson got to know both Robert and Kitty as few others ever did. She and her husband, Wilder Hobson, met the Oppenheimers in 1952 at a New Year's Eve dinner hosted by their mutual friend, the novelist John O'Hara. Soon afterwards, Hobson went to work for Robert, and she stayed with him for the next 13 years. He was an extraordinarily demanding person to work for, and Kitty demanded just as much from his secretaries, so it was like working for two demanding bosses who took you right into their lives and expected you to be at their home half the time.